Now we're set. Okay, so we'll make a start. It's really great to see the Long Riders here today. You know, you guys have become a really special part of our church family. And you always inspire me, and I know you inspire everybody when you come and share with us. It's really great. And welcome to the visitors too from Mount Murray Bridge. That's really great. And yeah, we just love having you. So welcome. When it was my turn to preach, and I was really seeking the Lord, and it's always hard. And you know, the only word that would come to me, or the only direction, was I just got the word courage. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to share some thoughts on courage in our everyday life. What is courage? Well, a dictionary says the power or the quality of dealing with or facing danger, fear, pain, etc. The confidence to act in accordance with one's beliefs. From biblical standards, the quality of being able to act bravely under difficulties or in the face of opposition. Being prepared to do dangerous or risky things in obedience to God, in the belief that he will strengthen, guard and protect his people. You know, courage is a Christian duty, but it also a constant possibility for one who places himself or herself in the hands of the Almighty God. Courage shows itself in patient endurance, moral steadfastness, and spiritual fidelity. In our day-to-day lives, we need a lot of courage. Every day is a new challenge, some days more than others, as I guess you would all know. You know that in one of the songs we sang this morning, you know, it summed up my whole thoughts. It was in Christ, what song we sang, In Christ Alone, in the last verse. It really sums it all up. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry, from a baby crying, to our final breath, Jesus commands our destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me or pluck you or pluck us from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand. You know, that really sums up what I'm going to talk about today. The whole life and the challenges and walking with the Lord, we are in his hands. He walks with us, he strengthens us, he protects us. And it's there's no other way to live. There's no other way that people cope. How people ever cope with all the pressures of life without the Lord, I do not know. Well, we do know because we see so many people having such difficulties. But being a Christian doesn't exclude us from difficulties, but we do have the strength and the guidance of the Holy Spirit to help us through them. It really made me very excited to hear about the baptisms today. You know, when we go hear of baptisms, we reflect on our own baptism, or perhaps it'll excite someone or guide someone towards being baptised. But, you know, it's really an exciting, precious time. And those being baptised, they will remember this day the rest of their lives, because it just puts you on a new plane to cope with life and you know, a new relationship with the Lord that's very precious. And, Everyone that's been baptised will tell you they'll never forget that day. Gerald will never forget that day. He got baptised in freezing cold water. He said it was very spiritual. took his breath away. Yeah, that's exciting. And bless you guys that are being baptised. You know, as the world seems to be getting more violent and darker, we need to be strong and of good courage, not living in fear, worry or anxiety. You know, as people watch the news or social media or newspapers, it can be very depressing and worrying and just drags people down listening to all the woes of the world. But, you know, we who know the Lord, we can stand in confidence and say, he is with me. He'll guide me no matter what happens, no matter what I go through, he will be with me. You know, a special scripture which continues to help me, and I have to quote it to myself nearly every day, is in Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guide your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Even as you get older, and particularly when you get older, I think that, you know, you think when you're younger, oh, when I get older, there won't be so much worries or pressures or, you know, when this happens or that happens. But believe me, I mean, I'm no spring chicken, so and I know that every day is a new challenge. Every day you need the strength of the Lord and the courage to face and the faith to face the new day. There's so many areas of life that present challenges, fears, worry and heartaches. I'm not a pessimist, but that's the real world. You know, when we speak to folk, we often find that they have many fears, especially those that don't know the Lord. Young people worry about wars, the climate, the future, as well as facing each day with peer pressure and the general pressures of life. You know, I was speaking with a young man a while back, and he said, he was looking very worried, and he said, you know, there's going to be no water by 2050. And I said, whatever makes you think that? He said, oh, we were told in class this week, they said because of global warming, there's going to be no rain and there'll be no water. He says, I don't know what we're going to do. And after I had a talk to him, and then I said, well, God's in charge of the weather, not man, and he'll provide water for us. And, you know, just believe that, you know, the Lord will look after you and provide for you. And, you know, don't be anxious about these things. You know, how many things are put on our children or on ourselves these days in that type of, in that vein, and it drags them down and worries them, and, you know, they just feel so anxious about everything. You know, then as they go on and complete their education, the concerns of what jobs are available, their relationships, accommodation, and what does their future hold? You know, young families have other pressures, financial, concern for their children's safety, their future, their health, and often the heavy schedule of balancing home, work and school. The children grow up and then there are different worries and pressures. In relationships, children leaving home, grandchildren. Next we enter a new era, perhaps with failing health, ageing parents needing extra help. There's lots of, I'm just saying what the pressures are, there's lots of great things and joys and wonderful things happen through all this. But, you know, this is where we need courage. Understanding, as we get older, we reflect and wonder what the future holds in health, financial and home situations. We have to understand the needs of a husband or a wife with failing health, or losing a loved one and being alone. All these things are very real, and we face them and lots more throughout our lives. Don't get me wrong. Throughout our life, there are many joys and great times as we grow up, prepare for life in education, relationships, spending time and with friends and developing friendships, having our own children, then grandchildren, and if you're really fortunate to live long enough, great-grandchildren. Through our lifetimes, there's always difficulties as well as joys. So to cope with the fears and worries which the Lord knows we face, he's given us a recipe to cope. I just share with you Hebrews 13:6-8. So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever." I recall my grandparents sharing with me of special times when the Lord helped them through difficulties. You know, to me this is great encouragement, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever. If he can do it for our grandparents and the saints of yesteryear, he can do it for us. We read of great feats of courage in Scripture. This courage is always borne out with the knowledge that the Lord was with them, guiding them, giving them strength, faith, and direction in carrying out what they had to do. You know, in Genesis 12:1-9, we're told, I won't read it for time element, but it's about how the Lord directed Abraham to leave his country, his people, and his father's household to go to a strange country, not knowing anyone. That would take much courage, but he did it. Genesis 22:1-14 tells of the Lord directing Abraham to take Isaac, his only son, and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on a mountain he would direct him to. God had promised Abraham that he would make a great nation of his descendants. So with faith in his heart, he proceeded to do as the Lord directed. The Lord replaced Isaac with a lamb caught in the thicket nearby just in time. But God knew that and proved that Abraham's heart was right and he would do what the Lord had asked. What courage that would have taken. And do we remember in Daniel 3, the three Hebrew young men, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, who refused to bow down to the image of Nebuchadnezzar? They were threatened to be thrown into the fiery furnace because if they didn't bow down to the golden image of Nebuchadnezzar. They did refuse, and they stoked up the furnace 7 times hotter, and the ones that were going to throw them in, they were burnt up getting close enough to the furnace. But the three Hebrew young men, they said, even we will not bow down to the image, and the Lord will save us. But even if he doesn't save us, we still will not bow down. They were thrown into the burning furnace, and as they looked into the furnace, they could see four people walking around. Jesus was in there with them, and they came out without even being singed. But what courage to stand up and say, "No, I won't bow down." In Acts 4:19, Peter and John refused to obey men rather than God when they were ordered not to speak about Jesus. That took much courage. It takes courage to stand up for what we believe, but God gives us the strength to do so. A scripture I want to share about courage is Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' minister, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land which I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I promised Moses. From the wilderness to this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all of the land of the Hittites to the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and of good courage." The Lord says that over and over again in Scripture. "For you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not frightened, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." We just have to always remember that. The Lord is with us wherever we go. You know, as we look at this scripture, I believe it has all the elements we need to face whatever we have to do with all the strength and good courage we need. Joshua was open to the direction of the Lord, and we have to be open to the leading of the Lord. To achieve this, we need to read his word. You know, Joshua was told to meditate on it day and night. You know, I believe scripture, the Bible, is like a treasure chest. If you don't open it and seek what's in it, you won't know all the treasures that the Lord has for us. You know, and make prayer a part of your lifestyle. You know, acknowledge the Lord as you get up and, you know, ask him to guide you for the day. And in every part of your life, just speak to the Lord like you were speaking to your friend or someone else, you know. That is how a relationship is formed. If you don't speak to your husband, your wife, or your children, or your friends, you can't develop a relationship. So you need to talk to the Lord to develop a relationship. You know, if we're walking with him day by day and he's guiding and helping us, protecting us, just like he was for Joshua, he will not fail you or forsake you. With this knowledge, you can be ready to face whatever comes against you. We must set standards, like Joshua's was told not to go to the left or the right, but to, you know, keep the word of the Lord in front of you. You know, have you ever noticed that what standard you demand or have in your life, the people around you blend into that standard? You know, if you're inclined, if you don't swear or use bad language or behaviour, you find people just somehow just come to respect that. It might take a little while, but then they check their language. And when I was at work, I found out that when a new staff member came in, they said, "Don't go telling dirty yarns in front of her. She's a Christian." And I used to wonder, you know, they'd all be whispering around the place. But, you know, I didn't have to say or do anything. And we can demand that standard. And I think it's good if we do. Takes courage. We can't be lukewarm or sit on the fence. We must be firm in our commitments and keep on that narrow path. God gives strength to his people. He enables them to be courageous through his gift of faith. God proves himself faithful to his promises and enables people to trust him in everyday life. To us, our life situations are just as difficult and need the same faith and courage that Abraham, Joshua, the three Hebrew men, or Peter or John had to face. You know, they might be a bit more dramatic, but our challenges are much the same. Takes the same amount of courage. But Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will help us, guide us, strengthen us to have the courage to do what we have to do. It takes much courage. But do not fear. God is with us. Let us walk in confidence that the Lord is with us and not be fearful of what's happening in the world. For the Lord will always be with us, giving us guidance, strength, and encouragement. So, say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?"